This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan, the 50,000-watt blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, The Flag, 1090 KTGO in Tioga and KLTC in Dickinson. Safety talk later on this hour. I have one more segment to chat about whatever is on your mind at 800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number. And I have received, what did I get, brownie points, wasn't that it, Todd? The guy had brownie points for saying
about that,
really,
right?
Slow today, so I will tell you our numbers nice and slow for brownie points, and then you can tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. We also have the 24-7 line, 855-200-1776. And when you call, extension 1 to leave a message, extension 2 to chat with us live on the air. You can also text Todd. I have a few more texts to get to here at 701-226-8503. This is the text number, 701-226-8503. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, waiting for your comments, as we do each and every day, on what's on your mind. Okay? Simple as that. Emails are fine, too. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know, I travel a lot for the show. I'm everywhere. But one of my favorite things about stopping at the home base here at 550 K-Fire, home of our flagship, is I get mail. Sort of like, you know, Christmas morning, Todd. I get mail.
You're so important that you'd actually deliver mail Christmas morning to your place, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know how it is when you're opening something on Christmas morning. I don't mean the mailman comes, but I mean you open it up. What? Since we're talking nice and slow, give them the mailing address here so they can send me more mail.
3500.
East Rosser.
East Rosser.
R-O-S-S-E-R.
Bismarck, North Dakota.
Zip code.
58501.
There you go. All right, friends. Tyler in Steele. By the way, we had a call from Keene last hour that ended up dropping off. I like Keene. So, you know, I don't know where you went, Keene, but I like Steele, too. That's what made me think of it, actually. Steele's a frequent stop of mine right there. Tyler, how are you?
I'm pretty good this morning.
Are you from Steele, or are you actually just in Steele right now and calling?
No, I live in Steele.
You know what I really like about Steele? It's that little Veterans Memorial Park you have downtown.
Yes.
That is very well done.
Yes, it is.
Very well done. I actually was on an honor flight with some World War II veterans, and we had a couple of fellows from Steele. And one of them, I believe, just passed away here not long ago. Kevin Kramer and I talked about him. Kleppy. What was his first name again? Russ?
Yes.
Remember that name? Yeah.
Sounds familiar. I did not know him, but I'm familiar with the name.
World War II vet. Good guy. Anyway, you got me thinking about Steele today. What's on your mind today, Todd?
Well, I've got a couple of things. First of all, there's a benefit going on today. May I announce a benefit luncheon?
Of course. Absolutely.
Okay. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Steele. It's a benefit for a young lady. It's she's a young wife, mother of two young boys who needed heart surgery here this last month, and she's recovering, but it's just a benefit to go help with some of the medical expenses and travel expenses, and you know how that all goes.
I do indeed. Yeah, so, was it lunch or dinner, or what are they doing?
A luncheon going on from 11:30 to 1:30 today, a luncheon and a bake sale.
All right.
So if anybody in the area is available.
Yeah, if you're cruising through, 94, between 11:30 and 1:30, get a good deal and also benefit that family. Great idea. Good suggestion.
And the other thing that's been on my mind, listening to some of the media coverage towards Senator Cruz this weekend has been rather disgusting, I would say. I guess after his speech last week, I found myself being a stronger supporter of him, but I understand a lot of people are, most people seem to be the opposite direction, and I guess with all the negative stuff that's going on, we don't need to be cutting each other down. You know, it's, I guess I consider myself a patriot of the United States, and I know I've listened to you guys, your program. You guys are patriots. We're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to be on the right side. But some of the stuff, I listened to a conservative program this weekend that a caller calls in, and if the caller is not going to denounce Cruz and support Trump, he was shouted off the program. And that was not on your radio station or anything like that, but it's a national program that, you know, if you don't agree with somebody, you're getting shouted down. That's not what the conservatives are about. That's the other side that does that.
No,
we've had enough of that the last 8 years. If you don't agree with somebody, you're not getting shouted down.
Yeah. First of all, this is a game of addition, not subtraction. So
right.
The idea of suggesting anybody doesn't have a voice is only helpful to the Clinton camp. Because really,
right.
As a conservative, you have to say the choice is Donald Trump, who's now the Republican nominee, or Hillary Clinton. And
exactly.
There's my choices. And that's where I would respectfully suggest Ted Cruz could have done a little better job. He didn't have to
go in
there and give a big old bear hug to Donald Trump. I think people would have saw that as disingenuous. But I think if he goes in there and makes the speech he did make about the value of the Constitution and how you vote your conscience, and to talk about what a disaster Hillary Clinton would be for that Constitution, if in no other reason what happens on the Supreme Court, he would have been a hero. You know?
Right.
He could have just talked about Donald Trump's opponent, and he'd have been fine. But he chose not to do that.
Well, I went back to listen to the speech twice this weekend, you know, and I still don't see what people are upset about other than the fact that he did not endorse Trump. He laid everything out pro-American. He didn't say anything negative about Trump or the Republican Party. I thought everything was great except for the little spot he did not endorse Trump, and then everything went completely negative.
You're right. That's right. I mean, it was a difference of a line. I mean, because he started out congratulating Trump, then he lays out a pretty good case for freedom and the Constitution, and then he started with the vote your conscience thing. Well, of course, that's a bit of a buzzword, right? Vote your conscience amongst the Never Trump folks. So using that puts the radar up all of a sudden. And
sure.
And then they're chanting, just endorse him, you know, and then he didn't, and the wheels came off, unfortunately. But you're right. If you listen to 99% of the speech, you'd have a hard time arguing with it. It's just that I think that the omission of anything in favor of Trump, and also, in my mind, he could have been just critical of Hillary and gotten by without saying anything about Trump, cost him dearly there, unfortunately.
I thought everything was all pro-American. I supported it. I will vote for Trump if that's the choice we get when the day comes. I mean, but I think, I don't know, Cruz is still a good guy, and he's getting a lot of negative stuff, and it all seems to be organized ahead of time. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I was disappointed to hear what an earlier caller pointed out about the comments of Donald Trump on Meet the Press talking about a super PAC being funded by him for a 2020 run for Cruz or Kasich. You know, there again, addition, not subtraction. So,
right.
Hey, Tyler, nice hearing from you.
They've got a big enough battle coming up.
They do.
Next few months.
Exactly right. Everybody ought to be focused on that, no doubt about it. Appreciate your call. And
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Good luck today with that benefit for the young mom of two at Trinity Lutheran Church in Steele from 11:30 to 1:30 lunch today. Jim Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
Hello?
Hi, Jim.
Yeah. See, I comment on Cruz. What that has proven to me is that people really don't want politics cleaned up. You know, why do people go through there and they call them every name in the book, they do this, that, they do that, then they go in there and they hug and carry on? To me, that's absolutely wrong. That just shows you the phoniness. I call it all-star wrestling. know, they go to the bar together, and then they go out there, and they call each other name. And I said, you know, Cruz has got too much. Cruz is the only one in the both parties that's shown any class, as far as I'm concerned.
Why I wouldn't call that class last week. There's some things you could call it. Bold, unafraid, but I wouldn't call it class. That's not class. Now you're going to somebody else's party and, let off a stink bomb. You know what I'm saying? Texter says if it's concrete work on I-94, it can take a week to a month before you can drive on it.
All right.
Some of what I saw was asphalt, but another said, hey, I'm driving from Jamestown to Fargo. Road construction from Castleton to Mapleton, nobody working. I have seen three highway patrol. Danny in Jamestown. NDDOT standard specs. The engineer will pay for the maximum required number of each type of device used at one time. The engineer will... I got to finish this on the other side of the break. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My old number a lot. I can remember it forever.
I remember my number from
literally KDMA in Montevideo, 1979, 269-8815. Time.
Wow.
You just remember your old number, right?
Oh, I remember my old number.
So there's a website now called ouroldnumber.com. Ouroldnumber.com. And what it does is it frees your home telephone number from the physical location. But when you call your old number, you know, or call to the home number, now it can be forwarded to any member of the household at any time, and no matter where they might be. So even though there's no one at home, the call to that line actually goes to another member of the household. And there can also be more than one conversation on that number at a time. Remember the old party line?
Oh, yeah.
The old party line time, you know, planning family reunions or whatever.
Yeah.
So, it works very simply. OurOldNumber.com forwards calls to your home telephone number to any member of the household. And whoever's calling gets a personalized greeting, and they get to choose which member of the household they'd like to reach. And then those calls are forwarded, so it's really nice. It's also a cost savings, because the average cost of a landline is over $32 a month. But OurOldNumber.com is $9.99 a month. So customers can reduce their monthly cost by canceling their landline. It really works fabulous. And a little added benefit, no telemarketing calls. Oh, you can't beat that. Go to OurOldNumber.com, OurOldNumber.com for all the details, and tell them Scott sent you. So this texter said the ND-DOT standard spec 704-05 reads as follows. The engineer will pay for the maximum required number of each type of device used at one time. The engineer will not pay for reuse, relocation, and replacement of devices. I see. So they're saying, I think, the equipment's out, the cones are out, and it gets placed one time. So if they pull them out of there and then put them back, they don't get paid for that. I guess that's what they're saying. We've had some road construction questions today in the program. We're going to do this. We're going to get some professionals in here. It's always better with professionals. In fact, it's one of the reasons I'm pleased to welcome a couple of professionals to talk about teen driver safety today in the program. We have the great honor once a month of hosting something called Safety Talk. The North Dakota Safety Council has been a champion of partnering up with WSI. And today we're going to talk about keeping your teens safe on the road when they're driving. Every parent of teenage drivers, listen closely today. We're going to give you some very valuable information. Terry Weaver is the traffic safety coordinator with the North Dakota Safety Council. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for lining up this all-star cast.
You're welcome.
You brought one of your instructors along, too, here, I understand.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Tarek Chase is here with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Tarek, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good to see you. And on the phone is Krista Slaybaugh.
Hello.
You may know her. You may know her best as a member of Tiger Lily. How are you doing, Krista?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. So, Krista, I want to start with you because okay. I think it'll bring all of us a little closer to the radio to understand why we're talking about this today. You would probably not be here but for having some good practices behind the wheel. Bring us back to less than a year ago, December, when you were in a rather scary accident.
Yeah, December 11th, I was driving home from basketball practice, and it was the very first snowfall of the year, so obviously the roads were really icy because they hadn't been salted down yet. But I was driving home from basketball practice, and out of nowhere, this pickup truck pulled out in front of me, so I had to slow down really fast, and I couldn't slow down, so I slid. I hit a stop sign, and then I rolled into the ditch. And when I opened my eyes from that, because I think I shut my eyes that whole time, I just remember getting up and feeling my seatbelt and realizing that I was still in my vehicle thanks to my seatbelt, because I definitely, the police said later that I would have been launched from that. But that whole experience just made me realize how important seatbelts are. Honestly,
Did you always wear one? Did your parents tell you to wear one? Was that just a staple, or did you have to be reminded?
I mean, my parents instilled in me at a very young age to always buckle up, no matter if I'm just driving to school, which is like not even a mile away from my house. I've always been taught to buckle up, and that habit really did save my life.
Here's a crazy statistic to me, Terry. One half of all teens will be involved in a car crash before graduating from high school.
It's all due to inexperience. We've got young kids that spend 6 months to a year practicing driving. You know, they spend years doing math and years studying English, and they don't have enough time to really get the experience they need behind the wheel.
Yeah. And your mom and dad were lucky because you were wearing that seatbelt, and now you can tell others to wear that seatbelt and stay safe. But I understand one of the first calls you got on the phone was your dad, literally while you're still in the car, making sure you're okay. Is that right, Krista?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I called 911 to make sure they got there. I actually, where I crashed, was like a block away from the hospital, but I kind of, my car was upside down in the ditch, so I crawled out of my window, and another guy helped me crawl out of the window. So I crawled out of the window, and I was like, I need to call my dad. But I was, and I got on the phone, and I was like, Dad, I kind of rolled my car, and he's like, what? He's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I literally, the only injury I had was a slight airbag burn on my wrist. But other than that, I was completely unharmed. And I just remember thinking that I was so lucky to be able to call my dad and tell him that for me, not just a police or ambulance, you know.
No kidding. And, Tarek, I looked at the car. There's a YouTube video of the vehicle that she was traveling in, and you say, how in the world did she survive? Obviously, it was because she had a seatbelt, but how often do you approach an accident scene and you have a fatality of someone that was not wearing a seatbelt?
You know, it does happen quite frequently. The statistics that we showed back in, actually, 2014 is what North Dakota Department of Transportation is reporting. Each year, they come out with a new crash summary. 2014 is their latest. And actually, they were talking about 68% of fatalities did not have a seatbelt on. So over half of the fatalities that we dealt with were not wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah, there you go. Half of teens killed in crashes in the U.S. not wearing a seatbelt. So, Terry, this is up to mom and dad, really, right? This has to be rule number one for parents to insist and make sure the kids are wearing the seatbelts.
It really does. These teens, they're inexperienced, so they tend to crash more. And the best thing that we can do and best thing that we can teach them is wear that seatbelt every single time. And then make sure that every teen or every passenger that they have in their car also adheres to those rules. Because if one person in the back seat doesn't have a seatbelt on and you crash, they could be the projectile object in that vehicle that could hurt somebody else. So it's very important.
I have noticed before that if I'll, be going down the block, or I pull out and I haven't yet put my seatbelt on, but I plan to. By the time I get to the stop sign, I do that a lot, just kind of getting everything organized and leaving the garage and getting it going. If the kids are alone, they are pestering me.
That's good.
Get your seatbelt on. But obviously, if you're one of those parents that's a little sloppy in that regard, you're not modeling the best behavior for your kids.
You have to set that example, for sure.
Because you want to, God forbid, have them be exactly the kind of story Krista is, having worn a seatbelt and survived a crash, because the crashes are going to happen. More coming up. Safety Talk today on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How much time do you spend in the bathroom? Your bathtub, your shower, we use it every day. We're in there a lot of hours every single week. Why not make it the best? Well, guess what? You can. Take your old tub or shower out and replace it the same day when you call Bath Planet of North Dakota. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. I'd love for you to call and get a free, no-obligation estimate. When you do, you'll get a $500 gift certificate if you tell them I sent you. That's right. Just say, Scott sent me. I want that $500 gift certificate. So if I decide to do this, I get $500 off. It's a great way to go. Comes with a lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. And again, they can do this in as little as a day. 8 different wall patterns to choose from, 19 colors to choose from, their walk-in tubs. The freedom to bathe in your own home is a big deal. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go online to bathplanet.com/North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
And we're back. Safety Talk edition of What's on Your Mind today. I'm Scott Hannon, Todd Mitchell here. We have some special guests, Terry Weaver from the North Dakota Safety Council, who pair up every month along with folks from WSI to talk about safety in the program. I really sincerely enjoy it because it allows us a little bit of a departure from the norm, if you will, the daily headlines, but into some areas that are very important. And we know with this audience, we can multiply the effect of this information, education, and hopefully some motivation to say, you know what, I need to be better at this. I need to talk to my kids about this, you know. Teen drivers are overrepresented in the number of vehicle crashes and fatalities. That's just a fact. There's more of them than any other. So that's a data point you can point to. And usually it's because of inexperience. Passengers along, distractions, not wearing seatbelts, nighttime driving, underage drinking, a lot of different factors we'll talk about today. But we want to focus on what we can do to improve those numbers and improve teen driver safety in North Dakota, which is why we're talking about it today. Because to you in our audience, moms and dads, grandparents, all of this can happen to you, your kids. There is something you can do to help reduce the risk, and this is today a takeaway for you to do just that. So we want parents to have a few steps to improve teen driver safety in North Dakota before we're through for today. And certainly, Krista, your story is a big, important part of that because it makes it real. I mean, I can go watch that YouTube video. I'll post it here shortly. Wow. And see the vehicle and know you're okay. And you're still a part of Tiger Lily and this neat little story of you two and what you've done, taking those YouTube videos into becoming household names in entertainment in North Dakota, which is fantastic. And you're still able to do that thanks to that seatbelt. So it does make a difference. Thank you for sharing a little bit of that story today. And is there anything you want to tell fellow teen drivers or parents out there about this topic before we let you go, Krista?
I guess mainly is that I just want to tell people that this can really happen to anyone. I mean, I never thought that I would be in a car crash like that. And also, I just want to tell people that everyone has goals and dreams and every life is precious. So just when you get in the car, just think of your family and remember how important it is to buckle up on every trip. So just don't hesitate ever to take that couple seconds to buckle up, really, because it can save your life.
Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate it very much, and glad you shared the story today. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Krista Slabaugh of Tiger Lily, crash survivor, and our guest today on the program. All right, we'll let you go. Kristen, appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Terry and Trooper Tarek are still here as well. I would like for you two to just whack me over the head with the stats so we can know once and for all this is a problem we need to deal with, right? Because the numbers really prove this out, don't they, Terry? I mean, this is black and white.
They do. There's no disputing statistics. It's nationwide and it's in North Dakota. They're all the same. Teams are overrepresented and it's because of their inexperience. So we have to do everything we can to educate them to be safer drivers, to pay attention to the road, to not distract other teams when they're in the car, wear their seatbelt, don't text and drive, and they'll make it home. And that's what we have to do as parents to keep our teens safe.
Trooper Cherry, give me the stats, and let me know what the law calls for in North Dakota so we can understand this problem a little better.
Sure. Well, like you said already before, Scott, that teen drivers are overrepresented in vehicle crashes. One teen driver crash occurs every 3 hours. But when we look at it, teen drivers are only accounted for just a little over 5% of the drivers, but they account for a little over 17% of the crashes that are occurred in North Dakota. And you've already mentioned that half of all teen drivers involved in a car crash before graduating from high school. So in that 3-4 year period, they're half, 50% of them are more likely to actually get into a vehicle crash.
A single young passenger, even a sibling, increases the chances of a deadly crash by 44%. So really, we as parents should say, you know what, it's going to be a while before you have anybody in the car with you. Right, Terry? That's a good practice.
Absolutely. Limit those passengers. And unfortunately, in North Dakota, we don't have that covered under one of the provisions of the graduated driver's license. So us as parents, I think, have to take control of that, set those rules, set those boundaries for teens, and don't let those teens have passengers, even siblings, in the car till they have time to drive on their own under the best conditions, which are no distractions, and just let them drive and learn how to do what they're supposed to be doing in that vehicle.
If you, you said earlier, inexperience is the big issue, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's just that's why they're just not experienced. So that's why the numbers are where they are. What are the three most common errors that account for most of these crashes that you see, Trooper Derek? What do you see out there?
We are seeing a lot just of that lack of scanning of the roadway, driving too fast for conditions, and just distracted by something inside or outside of the vehicle. Kind of like Terry had mentioned, either being distracted by other passengers or even distracted by electronic devices, cell phones, or even the radio.
Yeah, anything could be in this day and age. Lord knows there's plenty of things that can become that distraction, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's for sure. The other thing I wanted to talk a little bit about was, I guess we have a culture in North Dakota, Terry, to say, let them drive young, right?
We do.
And it's probably the you know, our ag roots. Hey, they're out there, they're driving these things anyway, and, you know, in my house, we have a 20-year-old now, but that 20-year-old was driving, you know, little play Jeeps when he was 6, 7, and 8, and double parking better than I could, right? I mean, he just, he was into it. So by the time he got his permit, he's fine, he's really good. His sister, not so much. Right? You know, it took a little longer and everything else. So they're a little bit different. But talk about the age by our law of when kids can drive in North Dakota.
Kids can get a permit, which is a restricted license to drive with an adult at 14 years of age. And up until a few years ago, they only had to practice for 6 months with that permit. So when they passed the GDL law, one of the components that we thought was huge was to extend that time that they had their permit. So if they get a permit at 14, they've got to drive for a year on that permit, which lets them drive in snow and rain and sun and all the conditions.
With a parent.
With a parent.
Yeah.
Supervised, yes.
And they go from permit stage at 14, so then it's a year they can drive with a permit?
Yes.
And then they go to the restricted license where they can drive on their own, right?
Yes.
What are the restrictions there?
Well, if you're under 18, you cannot use a cell phone. I mean, that's whether talking or texting or social media. Those are all banned under 18 years of age. There's some nighttime restrictions. You can't drive between 9 p.m. and midnight. There are some, you know, church events, school events, work, things like that. There are some of those conditions that they can. But the nighttime, there are no passenger limitations, unfortunately. But the cell phones are a big thing.
Nighttime driving is, something else that is regulated. You mentioned, you know, that there are a few things in the permit stage and restricted license stage, but nighttime driving all along. Trooper, talk a little bit about that. What do we have for the in the way of restricted driving on nighttime?
Well, we do restrict those under the age of 16 to nighttime driving, like Terry had mentioned, after 9 p.m. or sunset, whichever basically is later, until 5 a.m. the next day. And actually, the fatality rate to 16-year-olds is nearly twice as high at night. So we've noticed that there is an increase in fatality rate just because of the nighttime driving.
Ted in Minot has a question for our guest. Safety Talk edition of What's on Your Mind today, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. If you do have a question or comment, those are always welcome. Go ahead, Ted.
Thanks there, Scott. And actually more of a statement, I guess, than a question. You know, I have three adult kids. They're like from 32 down to 25. And when they were younger, we'd always say, you know, drive safe, buckle up. And, you know, it's always like, yeah, right, okay, sure. And we kind of switched it up, and it got to be fun. We would say, all right, now drive fast, take shortcuts, and whatever you do, don't put on your seatbelt. And they would laugh, but I think that it actually made a difference. I think it was, you know, it changed it from being just mom and dad harping in their ear to, like, yeah, I guess this is important. So that was kind of cool.
You got that reverse psychology thing down there, Ted, by golly.
That's what we're trying. And then I have one more comment, actually, being you got a trooper there. You know, I wonder, all this craziness we see on the TV all around the country about these police shootings and things like that, I wonder if it wouldn't be a good idea from a safety standpoint for police, governors, and to just get a whole bunch of information out there about what do you do when you get pulled over by the police? How should you act? Keep your hands on the steering wheel, et cetera. And I think maybe your highway patrol officer can maybe go through that, and I think it should be something we do all the time.
All right, Ted, appreciate that call very much. And we do have a trooper talk, actually, tomorrow or Wednesday. I forget what day we're doing trooper talk, but it's tomorrow. Yeah, Tim Coughlin's in tomorrow, so we'll ask that question in detail. But I always appreciate advice from troopers. Terry, do you have any advice in that regard? If someone is pulled over, what tip you'd give them or anything that, you know, becomes kind of a constant irritant for you?
Sure. You know, and I have noticed there have been maybe several YouTube videos and things like that on the Internet I've watched of people doing kind of mock traffic stops of what to do and what not to do. Generally, what's kind of nice when we come up to a vehicle is just wait until the officer gets there before you start looking for the documentation. And I think Ted may have mentioned that. It's nice. Just we'll come up, we'll explain everything, and then we'll ask for the documentation. And then we'll return back to our vehicle, and if you can, just remain in the vehicle, just stay there. Try and stay open-minded, you know, before getting upset. The officer may have stopped you they stopped you for a reason. They're going to explain that and get everything done, get everything taken care of in a mature, professional, friendly manner.
Sounds good. Good advice. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. John in South Dakota has a safety story. We like those, don't we, Terry? Love safety stories. Go ahead, John, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, sir. Scott, listen to you all the time. I tried to get in Friday on RNC, and I couldn't make comments, so I'll give you a testimony this morning. I've got a 30-year-old son who lives down in Louisiana, made that call and said, Papa just wanted to tell you I'm all right. And, you know, when you get that kind of call, you don't know what to think. But what had happened, he was on his way down the interstate, hit the back of a 18-wheeler, and his vehicle flipped over on his side and skidded down into the ditch, okay? But he is a former NFL offensive lineman, 350 pounds, and he said, Papa, he said, if my seat belts had not held me in, he said, I'd have been through the windshield. And I would have been making a different call this morning. Of course, you know, we give the glory to God, the grace of God that held him in that seat. But he made an important statement. He said, I don't know if those seat belts in my truck cleared for to hold in a 350-pound man.
Well, they worked. That's good news. And you're a good parent. We'll talk more about what parents can do when we come back.
The North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Research shows that people who take opioid painkillers can quickly develop a tolerance to and dependence on this drug.
This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman offering tips for safe use of these medications.
Let's start with individual responsibility. You know, the person that's getting the prescription needs to ask the doctor, hey, do I absolutely need this, or can I get by on ibuprofen or some other non-opiate painkiller? Only take an opiate painkiller when you absolutely have to. If you do end up getting the medication, take it one step further and say, okay, doctor, based on the dosage that you've given me, is it safe for me to do my job? Number two, you never mix medications. Don't mix them with other medications, and don't mix them with alcohol.
Learn how to best address prescription drug abuse at your business. Go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunity. Click on the Resources tab to download the Prescription Drug Employer Toolkit.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, helping you feel better with choice at the pump. Come on into a PetroServe USA location. There's great grab-and-go specials all month long, including the smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, and chicken and Swiss Deli Express sandwiches for $1.99. Those famous North Dakota-made giant sunflower seeds. Your choice of flavors, only $1.39 a bag. Snickers and M&M's brand candy bars, 3 for 99 cents. Rice Krispie Treats, the big bars, only 79 cents each. And the Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99. Plus the all-day, everyday special, hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. And remember, every week they draw new winners for $50,000. Register every week at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Tomorrow on the program, we'll be, of course, also following what's happening at the Democratic National Committee convention in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at Credit Union Association of Dakotas, checking in each day. Congressman Kevin Cramer's Talk Radio Town Hall on Wednesday. I see he has a whole new list of Coffee with Cramer events coming up. A week from today in Mayville at the Whistle Stop, Tuesday the 2nd, and Devil's Leg at Dunn Brothers Coffee. Also, rugby in the afternoon, 3 to 4 on Tuesday the 2nd. Steele, North Dakota. We were just talking about Steele on August 3rd. I'll give you all those next week, but we're going to be in Tioga. NASA Consulting Service on Tuesday the 16th, live with Coffee with Cramer event as well. And Jeff Swenson, the founder and CEO of OurOldNumber.com, one of our new sponsors, will join us Thursday, Friday. We're live at the North Dakota State Fair on behalf of North Dakota One Call Day, so it should be great fun. All right. Continuing our safety talk conversation today, we really want, most importantly, for you to leave the program today with some new tools. Parents are the key to this whole thing. When I say that, to taking the numbers that you heard Trooper Tarek talk about and getting them under control. So let's talk about what folks can do. We got laws, right? Is that enough just to have some laws?
I don't think it's enough. We have a weak GDL that doesn't cover all the provisions that we should have for teens as far as best practices. So I think as parents, we can set some additional rules and keep our kids safer. So, you know, the no cell phones, you know, even after they're 18 and they're old enough to be on the phone, you as a parent can set those rules and say, don't use your phone and always wear your seatbelt. So I think that's probably the two biggest things that I would suggest.
It's a good point, by the way. You know, we often think about, well, what are the rules? What are the laws? Well, I mean, whatever the legislature decides or whatever the laws are, don't have to be the rules in your house, right? I mean, and happens in our house, so I'm sure it does in others. Sometimes the kids say, well, you know, so-and-so gets to do that, or, you know, oh, there's no law against that. Well, there is in this house, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I like that.
Set your own rules, set
household
your own consequences.
Rules. Yeah, good idea.
So nighttime driving, we talked about that, but it doesn't mean that the teens shouldn't experience nighttime driving, but they just need to do it under adult supervision so that they can develop those school skills to drive safely at night, because eventually they're going to, so you want them to have that practice.
So again, the first year when they do have the permit, that should be a time. Well, wait a minute. Can they drive at night with a parent?
With a parent, they can, okay. And that's when they develop those skills.
Yeah, so that first year, really take the time to do it.
Let those kids drive. Every time you get in the vehicle, let them drive, because in a year from now, they're going to be driving and doing those things anyway, so it's better if they have that, you know, that experience with that parent in the car, so it's the safest conditions that they can practice in.
You bet.
The passenger limitations, you know, limit those teens. You know, if you can keep those teens from having other friends in the car for 6 months or even a year, it just keeps everyone safer. So it's just a good idea to set those rules in your own household. Practice with your teens. Like I said, just put them in every time you go somewhere, let that teen drive so they can experience night driving, all conditions, weather, all of those things, because the more practice they get, the safer they'll be.
Be a little fly on the wall in the back seat. You can let, you know, your son or daughter and a friend up front and just have them forget about you after a while.
Yeah, see how they do.
Yeah, check them out. There again, some rules. Let them know you're watching.
And again, as a parent, you can set an example. Don't talk on the phone. Don't text while you're driving. And be that role model for your teen. And I think that's huge. If you buckle up and you don't use your phone, that they're more apt to...
It's a very good point. How many parents do you think are texting and driving?
Well, AT&T says 66% of drivers are texting, and I don't think those are all teens. So.
Right. And how many in front of their kids? Very bad example.
And parents that have small kids in the back, it's just not safe for any passenger
right.
that they have.
Never mind, it's not safe, but it's just a terrible example. Yeah. And it's a good example of just set an example, you know, and even just stay off your phone, let alone texting and driving, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What else?
Aliva 25 is a class that the North Dakota Safety Council offers, and we offer it statewide. And one of our partners is the Highway Patrol. We have troopers that teach across the state on duty. And it's a class that teens can attend. They can get perspective from law enforcement. I know a lot of teens think, you know, law enforcement pick on them, and they single them out. But really, it's a great chance. Tarek's one of our instructors, and they talk about, you know, I'm going to stop you here because you're speeding, because I'd rather do that now than come across you in 2 miles and you've crashed because the speed got ahead of you. So it's good for those teens to work with those law enforcement and understand where they're coming from. They're just trying to keep them safe. The 11-25 class is approved for insurance discount and point reduction, but it was created to reduce teen fatalities in our state. Some states that require it in all of their schools have shown an 82% reduction in teen fatalities. So it's a great class.
You can find out more about that on the website of the North Dakota Safety Council, which is ndsc.org/aliva25. ndsc.org/aliva25. Trooper Tarek, what is the most powerful part of that class? I know you teach it. Where do you see the kids light up? What parts of that class help them the most, you think?
Well, because basically it is a defensive driving course, just geared more towards, you know, younger people. And I think they really enjoy... I like to bring in a lot of stories and a lot of examples and some of my experience that I've had on the road. And I think that they kind of help connect with a little bit more.
Yeah, that's interesting. Alive at 25. Just the name itself says everything you need to know about that. What kind of numbers do you get? How many teams do you train every year?
Oh, we're about 1,200 teams that attend the class.
Good.
And it's growing. We have some partners that give us funds to help reduce the cost for schools to bring it into driver's ed. So
that's a great idea for mom and dad there, too. You know, really, really good idea for mom and dad to say, yeah, you're going to drive, but you're going to go to this class, you know, so I have a little more peace of mind. Wonderful. Thank you all very much. Fascinating discussion. Terry Weaver, Traffic Safety Coordinator for North Coast Safety Council, Trooper Tarek Trace of the Highway Patrol, and Krista Slaybaugh earlier, Tiger Lily, a crash survivor. Thank you all. Appreciate it. That's Safety Talk. God bless you folks. Bye-bye.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.